If you live in or around Philadelphia, you've probably heard this at night over the last few weeks. So have I. Loud, unexplained booms that can go well into the night. A lot of them sound like fireworks, but some kinda don't. Max Maron and Michaela Winberg, reporters for WHYY's Billy Penn, have heard them too.
Yeah, I live in a big boom neighborhood on a regular basis, but we're talking about like extra boom season right now amid all of the events that have happened, and it's been intense.
Yeah, they're happening like across the street from my house all the time. There's this park across the street from my house, and people are setting them off like every night between the hours of like 7 p.m. until midnight or 1 a.m. It's just like all the time.
And when it started, what was your reaction? I mean, this was all kind of happened around the time of the protests. So did you think it was connected, or like, what were your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, at first I was like, I have no idea what this is, because you're right. It started happening like the first week of protests in Philadelphia. And I was like, I have no idea what's happening or if these are protest related or if they're fun. Like, I'm not sure what to think about this. So it was weird at first.
I live in Kensington, which is a like 365 day a year firework happy neighborhood. And I was hearing not only the usual level of fireworks and explosions that were going off, but there was these other booms too that sounded like even more disturbing. And they were kind of intersecting all of these different sounds. And that's kind of when I started to go online, as we do, and trying to get to the bottom of the booms.
And when Max started digging into it, he found not many people have answers, but plenty of them have theories. Some solid, some not so much. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov. This is The Why. Max looked into the theories swirling online, while Michaela read up on the Byzantine history of fireworks laws in Pennsylvania. So before we get to sort of what we know about what's happening, can you just describe what you started to see online, how people were reacting?
Yeah, the first few nights of unrest when things were going down, I was having difficulty sleeping with kind of everything that was happening. And around 2 a.m, I started to like check in on Twitter and saw immediately the number of people posting about the loud noises.
Okay, seriously, the paintball gunshot-esque booms coming from the 47th, 48th Street north of Cedar area, it's literally every night and it's baffling.
Just heard the boom again. This doesn't sound like thunder or fireworks.
The booms, explosions, etc. are getting louder and closer here. No way these are ATMs being blown up.
Is it just me or do the Philly explosions seem louder than ever tonight?
Definitely not fireworks, firecracker sounding, but also not really bullet sounding. I just want to know.
Obviously, they had seen images on the news that day of cars getting torched downtown, of businesses getting looted. So there's just a lot of commotion going on. But it kind of persisted over not just one night, but it persisted over the course of like several nights. And it was like far into the first week of the protests that were going down that people were still posting these videos and sounds of these loud, sort of ominous, like sounds. And then I saw the hashtag Philly explosions was just becoming a regular thing.
So one of the answers that we've heard from the city is that a lot of ATMs were literally being blown up. Did that jibe with what you were seeing online?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely was true based off of what was being reported by the police and what people were seeing out in the streets. I saw a lot of videos in those like early late nights of people posting tweets with a video of the ATM down their block from that they're looking at from their third story window, and they see somebody light something into it, run around the corner, and then boom, the ATM goes out, and then they run back and try to grab the cash. There was a rash of these that happened in the days that followed the first protests that were going on the night. But, you know, there was only just over like 130 of them, I think, in the first week that the police reported, which didn't match with the just kind of stunning frequency of the booms that people were hearing all over the neighborhood. So naturally,
right.
I think some people, you know, more level-headed people were attributing some of it to the ATMs, but nobody could really say that, you know, there was an ATM getting blown up every 10, 15 seconds throughout the night in the city. There's just not enough ATMs in Philadelphia to make the number of booms we were hearing. And in normal summers, you'll hear M80s and M100s being lit off for fun. You know, people will take them to a kind of empty lot or put them under a traffic cone just to watch the traffic cone explode, like, you know, 50 feet up in the air. I've seen it happen before. It actually looks kind of cool. It's pretty dangerous, but not gonna lie, I can see the appeal. You know, that I think is happening in conjunction with the ATMs going off, right? But there's still like more to it. There's like definitely just more layers to this kind of aural phenomenon that is happening.
And what were some of the more conspiratorial theories that were out there?
Are you ready? Do you have your tinfoil hat on, Chai?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
I'm all
so
set.
We're going to dig into a little something called military psyops. You got to set the scene for this and remember that not only are the police running around all night and firefighters, and once we also have the National Guard descend into the city, there are over 2,000 National Guard members stationed in the Philadelphia region at the height of the uprising that's happening. They're driving around in these tactical vehicles and people are posting pictures of them and starting to surmise that the booms are coming from a sonic device attached to the National Guard's vehicles. There's pictures being posted on Twitter of these vehicles with a red circle, the telltale conspiratorial red circle around just a random contraction on the tactical vehicle near the turret. And they're saying, that's it. That's the LRAD, the LRAD device, the sonic boom thing.
And Max, what is it exactly? Like, what is an LRAD?
An LRAD is a sonic device that typically emits a very, very high-pitched sound. Think of like a dog whistle's effect on a dog. Mm-hmm. An LRAD emits a noise so shrill and loud that it literally forces you to run away. It's been used for protest control before in some cities. It's somewhat controversial. It's made people's ears bleed. But it does the opposite of what people are actually describing and recording hearing, which are these very subwoofer level tones that are coming out.
Right. Not a dog whistle, for sure.
Right. Right. It's a growl and not a whistle. But the theory is nonetheless taking off on Twitter. I'm DMing some questionable accounts on Twitter very late at night who are claiming that they have evidence of this happening. And I'm like, I really want the video. I want to find it. I want to see somebody. These National Guard guys, there's 1.5 million people in the city. There's no way you're driving around all night setting off these giant boom boom devices and nobody has caught you on video or tape yet. And I do it. I do my due diligence. I must have reached out to dozens of people claiming that they had video evidence of them using these devices. I couldn't find anything.
And what does the National Guard say?
I called the National Guard lieutenant in Pennsylvania, and he immediately started laughing at the question and said, you know, that in his entire career, he had never even seen one of these, like, long-range devices. I think at one point he said the only time I had seen anything like that was in one of the Incredible Hulk movies.
Okay, so he's, like, denying that this thing is even a thing that they would
Right. I mean, the reality was the National Guard reported that they were just kind of bored out of their minds the entire time they were in Philly. I'm sure they would have maybe possibly enjoyed driving around setting off this large boom boom device. But for the most part, there is no evidence to back that up.
Okay. So where does that leave us in terms of knowing what's actually happening out there, like where these sounds are coming from?
My collage of the theories of what everything that's happening that we can empirically observe is that, yes, there are ATMs getting blown up. Yes, there are stores being broken into, possibly with explosive devices. That's happening with, you know, more frequency than usual. But we're also seeing a large just use of just a large increase just generally in fireworks as the warm weather hits. And also as the sort of city is in a jumble, people are starting to set stuff off more because there is a feeling of, you know, anything goes. There was an increase that I saw empirically in the number of dynamite sticks and M80s that people were setting off in the streets for fun. Now, the question is, how are people all over in different corners of the city hearing this at the same time? And so this is kind of where it gets into an acoustics issue and the way that sound is traveling across the city. Again, I just go back and remind people that I live in one of the more noisy neighborhoods in the city. I think you can probably hear the ice cream truck parked out in front of my house where they're going to be setting off fireworks later. And this is going on all the time. And I hear from my house when there's a firework that gets set off on my block, it sounds like that lightning just crashed right near you. right? You hear the lightning and the thunder at the same time. Just boom, real loud crack. When I talked to an audio, you know, when I talked to an audio engineer in Philly, they described it, you know, that effect. Obviously, when you've seen and heard thunder and lightning from far away, and you hear that delayed low roar. And so what's happening with fireworks and with explosions of various types that are going around is that they're carrying the sound and becoming deeper and lower and scarier as they travel 1 mile, 2 miles, 3 miles. The further away they go, the sound changes. It distorts based upon what kind of buildings it's bouncing off of, how it's traveling through the city's architectural landscape. And the boom booms you're hearing are not actually as close as you think they are. They could be coming from really far away.
Do we know anything about why people might be setting off fireworks more, why there are more fireworks out there?
We're probably never going to find an exact reason, but there are some clues there.
More on that when we come back.
Supporting WHYY, Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at pennmedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
This is The Why. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov, talking with Max Marin and Michaela Winberg of WHYY's Billy Penn about what's causing loud booms in Philadelphia and cities across the country every night. So, Michaela, you were about to explain why there may be more fireworks happening right now. What are some theories that are out there?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the first thing to consider about fireworks in Philadelphia and in Pennsylvania is there's this ongoing sort of saga about legalization. And this is actually the first summer when Philadelphia has had legal fireworks in years, you know, on the books. So prior to October 2017, Pennsylvania had this really confusing fireworks law. It made it illegal to sell fireworks here unless, like, you presented an out-of-state ID. Then you could buy fireworks in Pennsylvania and, like, prove you were taking them out of the state, which is super confusing.
Right. No, I remember this from, like, when I was younger and we would, like, drive through parts of Pennsylvania and we'd see, like, roadside fireworks
right.
signs and said you had to have an out-of-state ID.
Really, it's just weird. Like you can have them if you don't do them here, which is a really confusing way to operate. But that is what it was for a really long time. And then in October 2017, Pennsylvania passed this act that legalized firework sales across the state of Pennsylvania. And, you know, it legalized their use, too. You could set them off here. But it was confusing because that law was in direct conflict with Philadelphia's fire code, which says that you couldn't set off fireworks anywhere in the city. So there were these two local laws that were arguing with each other, basically, and that was in October 2017. So then last summer, 2019, on July 3rd, so the eve of the 4th of July,
right.
Mayor Kenney signs this updated fire code, which officially allows you to sell and use fireworks in the city. So finally, these two laws are not in conflict with each other. Residents don't have to be confused anymore about what's legal. But the thing is, there are like all these restrictions, right? So you have to be at least 18 years old to set off fireworks in Philly. You can't set them off within 150 feet of an occupied structure, like a house or a row home or a commercial building. You can't light a fuse under trees or power lines. And you have to have permission in writing from whoever owns the land. So when you think about all those rules, I mean, that really rules out a lot of places in Philadelphia. Like, where in Philadelphia are you 150 feet from an occupied structure and on land that, like, you or someone you know owns who's giving you the green light for this, right?
Nowhere that I can think of.
Yeah, it would have to be, like, Northwest Philly or something. I just can't even think of anywhere.
Yeah,
so clearly, you know, people aren't strictly following the law. Like Max said, if there are fireworks going off every night in Kensington, I can't think of anywhere in Kensington that would follow all these rules. So, you know, are people setting off fireworks because it's the first full summer that we have legalization in Philly? Maybe, you know, they're legal, so they're easier to buy here. Fireworks companies are advertising heavily. They have billboards like all over 95. And, you know, everyone is stir crazy from the pandemic and from quarantine. So maybe people are just like acting reckless with fireworks in the streets. So,
right.
You know, there's this sort of convergence of factors.
But that's all just happening in Philadelphia. And I mean, we're hearing about explosions all over the country. Like my friend was telling me he's hearing the same thing in Brooklyn. So like what could explain kind of that happening in other places too?
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the sort of momentum of Pennsylvania and Philadelphia's fireworks laws, it's happening everywhere in America right now. There's been a universal sort of relaxing of fireworks laws in states all over the country. Since the year 2000, 15 states have relaxed their fireworks laws in some way. And at this point in 2020, there are only three states left that have a full ban on fireworks. That's New Jersey, Delaware, and Massachusetts. So when you're talking about commercial fireworks sales, they're up 15% this year, according to the American Pyrotechnics Association. And I mean, you know, there's this motion toward liberalization of fireworks laws, in part because it's really lucrative for states and cities to do this. I mean, when Pennsylvania passed its Act 43, which is the law that legalized fireworks in 2017, they added this 12% tax on all consumer fireworks. And that's in addition to the state's already 6% sales tax. So it's an opportunity to raise revenue pretty easily. And that's just true nationwide. So when we're talking about all these other cities that are like, why are fireworks going off all the time here too? It's like, this is universal in America right now.
Let me just add something quickly about the marketing. I mean, fireworks dealers have been like marketing really aggressively. This is the first year in my life that I've ever gotten seven different brochures, or I guess like catalogs for fireworks, have just been stuck in my mailbox or shoved into the ironwork on my stoop. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm kind of looking at them like, and I'm like, these prices are really good, actually.
Are people actually complaining about the loud booms that they're hearing?
For sure. People are complaining a lot. I spoke to a spokesperson with the Philadelphia Police, and I think they said they had gotten nearly 1,000 complaints since like the end of May about, I mean, it wasn't fireworks specifically, but the words that were used were boom or explosion. So people are definitely complaining about this. And there's you know, some people who are doing like civic action to try to sort of dissuade the use of fireworks. There's this woman who lives in Mount Airy who started a petition to make them illegal again. She started like a task force to try to convince city government to make fireworks illegal. So people are definitely complaining for sure.
And like, is the city responding to any of those complaints?
Yeah, well, so last week, Brian Abernathy, who's the city's managing director.
The city has received many complaints about fireworks going off at all hours, disrupting sleep, causing anxiety in people and pets, and generally interfering with residents' quality of life.
He got on this regular press conference that the city has for reporters, and he essentially was like, I hate the fireworks too. Whether there's any action coming along with that, I don't know if I can say.
The police will investigate reports of such activity when it's reported. However, please keep in mind that enforcement is extremely difficult, particularly since the folks setting off some of the fireworks have usually left the area by the time officers arrive. So I'm asking all those people who set off those fireworks to remember their neighbors and to keep themselves safe and leave the fireworks at home.
So if people are upset about this, is there any chance this could change?
I mean, there's always a chance, right? I can't say never, but if you want my prediction, I'm going to say absolutely nothing is going to change, because no matter how many complaints Philly police or the city or Brian Abernathy get, this is a state law ultimately, and Philadelphia adjusted its law to come into compliance with state law. So unless the state makes a change, I can't see Philadelphia being able to just do that independently.
Yeah. So we're stuck with a lot of booms, potentially.
You are stuck with the booms. Get used to it.
Sorry. You're stuck with it.
I want to sleep, though.
That's it. It's just boom, boom season from
move
now.
Move somewhere else, I guess.
Until,
I don't know.
until we run out of fireworks.
All right. Max, Michaela, thank you.
Shai, thanks for talking.
Thanks for having us.
Michaela Winberg and Max Marin are reporters for WHYY's Billy Penn. Do you think fireworks should be legal for consumers? Send us a voice memo with your name and where you're from to thewhy@whyy.org. The Why is produced by Annette John Hall, Alex Stern, Kelsey Hansen, and Sabrina Boyd Circa, with editorial direction from Katie Colinari. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov. Stay safe, and we'll see you Thursday. Does Gritty have anything to do with this?
Multiple sources have told me that he is on the long list of imaginary suspects behind the booms.